Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Shama Gauri Mataji, Anjana Gopika Mataji. It's Kalasadhari Vidyasi here. So we can start.
Mataji, you can hear me. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Om Ajnana Dhirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurom Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Radhanatha Swami Nidhinamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jaya Pataka Swami Nidhinamine Nama Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaurakatha Dhamadaya Lulidhagrahine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continuing on with the Nectarian Malus of Sri Chauragraganya Purushashtakam. We continue from text 6.
Shinasikhoram Yamapashabandham Dhinasi Dhimam Bhavapashabandham Chinasi Sarva Yasamasabandham Naivatmanobha Kavitam Dubandham.
Translation. You cut the terrible noose of Yamaraj. You sever the dreadful noose of material existence and you slash everyone's material bondage. But you are unable to cut the knot fastened by your own loving devotees. So here, Srila Devamangal Thakur is very beautifully explaining, especially the last three verses. If you notice, the bottom line of these last three verses is that, Krishna, I am going to tie you down in the prison heart of my heart, and you will not be able to release yourself from my heart. So this is the underlying message or the essence of these last three verses. And there's a very special significance why Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur chose to give the same message in the last three verses. You know, we all know that when we chant the bhoga offering mantras or when we chant, in the Kali Shantaran Upanishad or in the Puranas, you know, when the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is stressed upon that, you know, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyasa, that there is no other way, no other way, no other way. You know, this is called teen shatta praman. You know, teen shatta means you telling the same truth, but you're telling it three times is like establishing it as an absolute truth. That is why it is called as teen shatya praman, means you're establishing the importance of the particular point that you're trying to say by saying it three times. So that's why even when we say the offering, our bhoga offering mantras, we say it three times. You know, Srila Prabhupada, that's how he recommended it. So here, in that same way, Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur, in these last three verses, the underlying message of these last three verses of Sri Chaurashtakam is that you, Krishna, I'm going to bind you in the prison heart of my heart, and that you will not be able to escape. You will not be able to cut this rope of bondage that we are tying you down with, my Lord. You will not be able to escape this. So this is the underlying principle for the last three verses. And especially starting off with the sixth verse, where very beautifully Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur is saying that Krishna is capable to cut the terrible noose of Yamaraj. Chhinati ghoram yamapasha bandham. Yamapash. Yamapash means, you know, pasha means the noose, you know, like they say in Hindi, phansi ka phanda, like phanda. So, you know, this pasha is something like a more, you know, refined way of saying phanda, basically, like a noose, you know. So, yamapasha bandham means that the terrible noose of Yamaraja's, you know, grip, you are able to cut that out, Krishna. And we know that Krishna has actually done that on an occasion, actually on two different occasions. Krishna went to the abode of Yamaraj and he brought the life, he brought the son of his guru, Sandipani Muni, he brought him back to life. Krishna went to the abode of Yamaraj, and Krishna and Balaram, they went to the abode of Yamaraj and they brought back the son of their guru, Sandipani Muni, as Guru Dakshina to him. So that is one thing that Yamaraj could not say no to, you know, to Krishna when Krishna came to claim a soul back. So Yamaraj immediately released the son of Sandipani Muni. We also know how from the, you know, these six brothers of Krishna, you know, who were the six Vasus, when Krishna and Balaram came back to Devaki and Vasudev, Devaki, Mother Devaki, was very sad that Krishna, Balaram, of course, they came back, but she had lost her six sons. So seeing his mother so depressed, Krishna brought the six sons of Mother Devaki back to her. So like this, how Krishna has defied all laws of, you know, the material nature, and Krishna has gone against all of them and revived his devotees or served his devotees to give them happiness. We also see how Krishna even saved Parikshit Maharaj from the jaws of death. He revived Parikshit Maharaj from, you know, Brahmastra, which was released by Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama had nicely, you know, released the Brahmastra, and he had aimed it only towards the womb of Mother Uttara. He made sure that even Uttara will not die, but the fetus in Mother Uttara's womb will die. That was how potent the, you know, the Vedic times they were, you know, like Srila Prabhupada, he tells in the purport to that particular verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he mentions that nowadays we are so proud of our, you know, defense mechanism systems that we have, you know, all our atom bomb, our nuclear weapons, all of that, but they have no control. If you drop an atom bomb, there is no control to the after effects of that atom bomb. You just drop it and then you see what the effect will be. Like, you know, we saw with Hiroshima and Nagasaki, how much, you know, crazy, you know, happenings went about. And till today, there are people suffering from the after effects of that incident. So there is no control. But Ashwatthama, he was, you know, putting this greatest weapon on the creation, Brahmastra, and he knew how to so beautifully control it that even the mother carrying the womb, she won't be affected, but only the child will get destroyed. That was how, you know, concentrated the effect of that weapon was. So they were much more advanced in the previous ages, you know. So our advancement in today's day and age is nothing. So like the Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, but anyways, the main point being that how Krishna saves his devotees. If Krishna wants to protect, nobody can kill us. And if Krishna wants to kill us, then nobody can protect us. Mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke. So if Krishna wants to protect, nobody can, you know, cause harm to such a person. That Krishna has proved time and again with his activities. So Krishna is, you know, feared by even fear personified. Dhir api yad bibheti, Kunti Maharani prays in Srimad Bhagavatam. That she says to Krishna, that Krishna, even dhir api yad bibheti, even fear personified is fearing you. So who is fear personified is Yamaraj. You know, the greatest fear on today's day and age is death. So the personification of death is actually Yamaraj. So Yamaraj is also fearful of Krishna. And Krishna is very easily able to sever the noose of Yamaraj, Yamapasha Bandham, Vinasti Dhimam Bhavapasha Bandham. Even Bhavapasha means material existence, the material bondage. You are able to cut even material bondage by the devotees. You know, for anyone who wants to get freed from material bondage, Krishna easily is able to relieve the devotees from that material bondage also. Just like we see that not only in the human form of life, but I'm sitting here at Hare Krishna Dham, ISKCON Houston, and there is a picture in front of me of Gajendra calling out to Krishna. And immediately Lord Vishnu is coming, riding on Garuda. Gajendra did not even know that who is the Supreme Lord. He just, when he was attacked by that crocodile, out of his helplessness, Gajendra just picked up a lotus flower and he said, "Whoever is supreme, please come and save me." Immediately Lord Vishnu came and was able to cut off the head of the crocodile and save Gajendra. So how he is able to cut every kind of material bondage for any living entity who is surrendering to Krishna. Krishna is doing that for them. So that is what Dilva Mangal Thakur is saying, that you are actually able to do all of this, Yamapasha, Bhavapasha, everything you are taking away, no problem. But, and you are also taking away, you know, all the sarvasya samasta bandham. You are taking away all of my bondage. You are freeing me from all of my bondage. But my Lord, that the way that I'm tying you down with my bhakti, you cannot get away from this bandha. This knot of bhakti that I'm tying around you, my Lord, you cannot cut this bandham. You will not be able to sever this bhakti knot. That is what in text 6, Bilva Mangal Thakur is saying. Moving on to text 7.
मन्मानसेता मसराशि घोरे कारागृहे दुःखमये निगता लोभास्महेशौ रहरे चिराय वचोर्य दोषो चितमेव दण्डम्.
Translation. O stealer of my everything, O thief, today I have imprisoned you in the miserable prison house of my heart, which is very fearful due to the terrible darkness of my ignorance. And there for a very long time you will remain, receiving appropriate punishment for your crimes of your thievery. So here, Bilva Mangal Thakur is giving the, you know, jaise how the judge gives a verdict to the criminal, like that, Bilwa Mangal Thakur is giving a verdict to Krishna. And he's telling Krishna that, Krishna, you have done the grievous crime of actually stealing not only my heart, but everything. Man manase ta masarasi ghore. That you have taken away everything from me, O Krishna. I don't have anything to claim as my own. So because you have taken away everything, I have imprisoned you in the miserable prison house of my heart. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur is so humble, and at the same time he is showing his authority upon Krishna. So these are very conflicting emotions, you know, in the sense that when we feel humble, we feel that we don't have any right or any authority over someone to order something to somebody, you know, because it is against the laws of humility. But here, so beautifully, Bilwa Mangal Thakur is portraying his humility, but he's also giving a farman to Krishna. He's giving an order to Krishna. He's saying, Krishna, you will be bound in the karagrihe dukkha maye nibaddha. My karagraha of my heart, the prison house of my heart, you will be bound in this prison house of my heart. But unfortunately, this prison house of my heart is not such a good place. It is very dark because it is very fearful because of my ignorance. So he is saying that this prison house of mine, of my heart, is not such a good place, O Krishna, but I have no other thing to offer you. Where else can I captivate you in my heart? If I don't captivate you in my heart, where will I captivate you? So you've got no other option than staying in my heart. But this heart is not such a good place, you know, because there was only negativity dwelling in my heart for all these millions and millions of years. So now since you have come, I have a ray of hope that you will make this place suitable for your staying. That is implied in this prayer of Bilwa Mangal Thakur. That although he is saying that my heart is so ignorant, it is such a dark place, but Krishna, you are my only hope. That you come and reside in the dark corner of my heart and you make it bright by your presence. You make it livable by your presence. You know, just like when we move into a house which we have not lived in for maybe 10 years. It is our own house. We will take all precautions, all measures. We'll call everyone. We'll get some help. And we'll start doing a maha cleanup because there'll be so much of dust accumulated in the house. No one was living in the house. There's all kinds of spider webs. It's crazy inside. But still, we don't give it up because we know it is our home. It is the place where we have to stay. We don't have any other option. So we'll make sure that we get it cleaned up, and then in that clean place, we'll continue to stay. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he is telling Krishna that, Krishna, I'm inviting you to stay in my heart. I'm imprisoning you in my heart, but my heart is so dark. It's so filled with negativity. But you come in here, and you make it livable for you. You free away all my ignorance. You fill my heart with the torch of knowledge, with the torch of your love, O Krishna. So this is what Bilwa Mangal Thakur is praying in this text 7. And the conclusion is text 8, where he is saying, Kara Grihe Vashasada Ridaye Madhi Madhubhakti Pasha Dridabandhana Nishchalasan Tvam Krishna He Pranaya Koti Shatantarepi
सर्वस्व चोरा हृदयं नहि मोचयामि.
O Krishna, thief of my everything, the news of my devotion remaining forever tight, you will continue to reside in the prison house of my heart because I will not release you for millions of aeons. So here again, Durga Mangal Thakur, as a great judge, he is giving his verdict to the criminal Krishna for his act of thievery, that he will be imprisoned in the heart of the devotee. And, you know, when we are imprisoned, we are also, our hands are tied with shackles, you know, we are tied down. So those shackles, Bilva Mangal Thakur is saying that, Krishna, I have tied you down with my bhakti pasha. Mad bhakti pasha. You know, when Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana were fighting against Indrajit, against Meghnad, there were so many different, there was Nagpash, you know, and, you know, there was a lot of different weapons that Indrajit actually used against Ram and Lakshman. So there was this one special astra that Indrajit used, which was called as Nagapasha. And both the brothers, they were actually bound by this Nagapasha. They were, you know, bound by the noose of the snake. So they were not able to get freed. But then Garuda came under the instructions of Mother Sita. And Garuda came and he ate away those snakes, killed those snakes, and freed Ram and Lakshman. But however, so there are so many different kinds of pashas, you know, so many different kinds of nooses that, you know, Bilva Mangal Thakur is talking about. But finally he says that this is the final noose of Krishna, this bhakti pasha that I am bounding you by. And by my binding you with this bhakti pasha, you have no other way to go. You will be bound in the prison heart of my heart for millions and millions of aeons, for eternity. You know how he's saying, pralaya koti shatantareti. Pralaya koti shatantara means let there be pralaya coming again and again and again. And koti shatantara means millions and millions of times that pralaya comes. So you will be bound in my heart for all that time, for all eternity, O Krishna. You will be bound in the region of my heart by Mad Bhakti Pasha, by my devotional mood, by my Bhakti Pasha you will be bound. So this is the meditation that Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur is giving to us. So let us try to make full utilization of this Sri Chauragraganya Purushashtakam, this nectarian bellows of Purushashtakam. This is the entire underlying principle of this entire bhajan, that we are trying to bind Krishna, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, in the region of our heart. We know that this heart is not a suitable place for you, O Krishna, but we've got no other place to invite you. So when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it is said that we should do kirtana and at the same time shravana. We should listen to the holy name. Because when we listen to the holy name enters through our ears. It enters through our ears and it reaches the region of our heart. And when it reaches the region of our heart, that is how the heart and our mind become purified. And the more it becomes purified, the more that place will be qualified to, you know, have a nice seating place. You know, we will be able to place a golden throne for Radha and Krishna to make their permanent residence in the region of our heart and never leave our heart. That is the prayer that we must do when we sing this Chaurashtakam, that Krishna, please make your permanent residence in the region of my heart. And please allow me to bind you with my so-called devotion that I'm really trying to follow in the footsteps of, you know, our Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, our ISKCON Varsaman Guru Vrindas. We are trying to follow their footsteps, trying to follow their instructions and, you know, singing all these bhajans to please you. And once you are pleased, you will reciprocate by choosing your residence in the region of our heart. So with this, I will end here. If there's any questions, comments, or reflections, we can take that now. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Rana Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Very nicely you explained. Thank you very much. I request devotees, if they have any question or comments from Mataji, they can go ahead.
Namaste.
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 Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandava Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Mataji, thank you for such a wonderful class. I have one question.
Yes.
So, Mataji, as we have so many distractions, as we have like this so powerful material energy is working all the time over our head, and still we are reading, hearing, but how to stay focused? How to, at the end of the day, how to stay focused on our goal, that our goal is Krishna? Because what happens throughout the day, we start our day with chanting, through the day we are doing here and there our activity related to Krishna. But at the end of day, most of the time it happens with me that I'm like sometimes distressed, sometimes like so much distracted. So how to stay focused at the end of the day?
Very nice question. Thank you so much, Mataji. Well, see, the thing is that is why this is called as Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, that when we are chanting in the morning, the purpose of chanting in the morning is that we can, you know, as soon as our 16 rounds are over, not that we just, you know, hang our bead bags and then we are done for the day and then, you know, we continue on with our other activities, you know, which have got no connection with the chanting or no connection with Krishna. But what we try to do is that every activity that we do, we keep practicing to think about Krishna at every activity that we do. Whenever we are cooking during the day, especially being, you know, Matajis, we have this special benediction that we are doing so much more. We are allowed to do so much, you know, general activities of taking care of the family, of, you know, cooking for the family. At least we're supposed to be doing all of that. So when we are doing those activities, you know, listening to lectures, listening to kirtans, and cooking for Krishna, you know, when we are trying to do each and every one of our activities, trying to stay focused in that way, and by constant practice of this, you know, this is not an overnight process, that we are, none of us are Khatvanga Maharaj. You know, Khatvanga Maharaj was able to surrender to Krishna in one moment. He said, Krishna, I'm surrendering to you. And he was a pure devotee. He immediately went back home, back to Godhead, in that one moment. But we neither have that purity nor that determination right now. At least I can say for myself. I know you definitely are at a very advanced level, but at least for myself, I know I'm not at that level. So for, you know, all of us as practicing bhakti yogis, we have to keep practicing this thought. We have to keep trying to remember Krishna. Try to remember Krishna at every moment of our life. Try to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at every moment of our life. You know, this entire Purushottam month, one meditation that I tried to do is that just like we have blood running in our veins, that is pumping from our heart and it is nourishing our whole body. So similarly, I was, you know, consciously trying to make this attempt to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra not just when I was only chanting in my beads, my fixed number of rounds. I was trying to chant, you know, whenever at least I'm remembering, I'm trying to chant so that, you know, just like blood is flowing in our body, if the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is able to flow in our body, that is the success of our life. Then every pore of our body will be able to remember Krishna. That is the ultimate objective. So this will come by constant practice. This will come by association. So the more we associate, the more we practice, the faster we will see the results. So I hope this answers your question.
Yeah, Mataji, thank you very much. But I have one more question. That earlier lecture we were saying that whenever we are like cooking in kitchen and say let's say in temple there are so many devotees, so that time we should not hear lecture because we have less tendency to concentrate on lecture. So rather than listening lecture, we should hear kirtan. But again, means like sometime if I'm not able to finish my japa in the morning, so it's like sometime in the daytime or in the night time I'll be chanting. So as we passed festival, so I noticed that I was chanting while in the temple while my son was sleeping. And I could not get up from there because as soon as I was getting up, he was like also waking up. So I was sitting there and other Matajis were sitting having their prasadam and I was chanting. So my focus was on Mataji's talking rather than on my chanting. And I had very less time and more round to do. So in that condition, what should we do?
Well, we make the best use of a bad bargain, you know, but it's always better to at least finish our round somehow or the other than not doing it, you know. So whenever we get time, yes, we must try to do our japa in the morning. That is why it is said to do our japa in the morning. But if you're not able to, then jena tena prakarena, you know, somehow or the other, we have to finish our fixed number of rounds, however possible. So we have to make the best use of a bad bargain.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I can take one more question.
Hare Krishna Mataji. I don't have a question, but I just thank you so much. Just want to say, and then you were telling the same statement, the chanting Hare Krishna would be like our the blood. How blood is going continually like that, we should go. Last time also you said, and this time also. I really like that point, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Mataji. Thank you. We get inspired by your japa. So thank you so much for your amazing services, Mataji. Thank you. I can take one more question, if anyone has any questions.
Kalashita Mataji, Koti Koti Dhanwad Pranam to your Seva. Sorry, today not able to hear your lecture, year after some time. Mataji, one question. Sometimes unknowingly we heard the Vaishnava like not able to hear, inform the counseling meeting or some program or sometimes informing them that please. This way we cannot do seva. So not by purposely, but unknowingly we hurt Vaishnava. So how to explain them, Hari Bol Dandavat Pranam?
Well, it's a very difficult situation. if we are hurting any devotee unknowingly, and if we see the response, it depends on what close relationship we have with them. If we have a very nice, close, friendly relationship with them, and if we see that that devotee is not behaving normally, then we can ask them directly that, have I offended you? You know, and have you felt bad with any of my actions? I'm sorry if I've done anything. Please forgive me. But if we don't have such a close relationship, then at least, you know, our only hope is that when we start chanting japa, we should offer obeisances to all the Vaishnavas by saying, Vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripasandhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So, unknowingly or knowingly, whoever Vaishnavas I may have committed offense to, I beg forgiveness at your lotus feet. So you pray this and then you start chanting japa, Krishna will take care.
Hari Bol, thank you, Mother. It happened with very basic newcomer Vaishnava. And then after we will, from my side only I try to explain and talk with them, but I think that I made up right. That's why I discuss with you. And can you please...
Yes, that may be a personal thing. What we can do is if you can call me sometime later and we can talk and I can help you because there are many personal situations. So, you know, I can't give like a general, you know, a statement for, you know, this kind of thing. So you can explain to me what happened and I can probably help you and say what you can do in that particular situation.
Yes, Mataji. And can you please sing Chaurantakam? Thank you, Mataji. Koti koti dhanvat pranam.
Okay, so we'll end here with the singing of the first verse and then I will end here if that's okay.
Vraje prasiddham navanita chauram gopanganam shadukula chauram aneka janma jita papa chauram Chauragraganyam Purusham Namami.
So actually it is 7 o'clock. I have to go for singing the Chaurashtakam. So if you want to hear, you can all log in to ISKCON Houston. You can go to Mayapur TV and log on to ISKCON Houston channel. You can see us live singing the Chaurashtakam. We'll be singing right now with my Prabhu and myself. So if I can leave, I have to rush.
Please, Mother.
So you can hear us on Mayapur TV at the Houston channel. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mother.
Thank you, Mother. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mother. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mother.